Well, there were two for governor in 50 and 52.
Uh-huh.
I can remember when I came to Michigan in 56, I think it was, there was a recount in a congressional primary. And that was where Jim O'Hara won by 5 votes over a fellow named Joe Mihalik, who had been supported by the union. And but that was handled by the state canvassing board, and Ted Suris was the chairman of this thing at that time. Esther Wade of Lansing, East Lansing, you may have known her. She was on the canvassing board. Two Republicans, Zoe Schaefer, Burke Holtz, and a fellow named Schneider from Marquette.
Don't remember any of those names. I don't remember that recount.
Well, it was not, it was a primary, and it was important, I think, in certain, more in party terms than from a broad standpoint. Yeah. Now, Jim O'Hara, this was when the 8th District was changing. If the 8th District, at one time, 8th Congressional District went up along the river to Port Huron and was predominantly rural, but as Macomb County filled up, it became a Democratic-oriented congressional district at one time.
I participated in, I would say, at least two very strongly contested recounts, and I don't remember now how they came about, but I do remember that I and in one of them the original count was changed by the recount, and it was every ballot. You know, they had things called identifying marks, and they would disqualify a ballot because of these so-called identifying marks. And some of them were patently not. The theory was that they could, the party, whichever party involved, could control the voters by requiring them to put a mark on the ballot, and then they'd get paid. Well, of course, that was totally illegal if you could prove it. I don't think we ever proved the payment, but we did upset some of the results in one or two instances, I think.
This recount, now we're talking people in the future. I won't know what we're talking about because these are paper ballot times, right?
Oh, yes.
And now,
oh yes.
Few people know, a lot of people have never seen a paper ballot.
They don't I'm know sure what you're right. Yeah.
Well,
I just voted. Punch card.
You have that here, I'm sure.
Yeah, punch card.
Yeah. Well, we have it. I live in a township outside of Lansing, although it's, you'd never know it as you drive across mm-hmm. the line. And we have same thing.
Lansing was a nice place to live.
Mm-hmm. We were in East Lansing, right?
Yes, I think so. I think so.
Did your children go to school there, or had they grown up by then?
Ooh. I suspect that Jim went to school at East Lansing. I'm not sure about George. George was about 3 years older, and he may have already gone through whatever the...
Did Peg like it there in East Lansing?
My recollection is that East Lansing was a very pleasant place to live, and that she was somewhat reluctant to leave there. And I guess it was just the fact that I was getting a promotion that led us ultimately to decide to leave East Lansing.